Will, did you see this story this morning? Remarkable story about a US Continental Airlines Boeing 777 full of passengers.
What's happened?
Well, it was preparing to enter Israeli airspace earlier today. And the control tower in Israel said, identify yourself to the aircraft. Mm-hmm. Aircraft didn't identify itself.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I know.
Jesus.
So they immediately assumed that it was in the hands of hijackers.
Mm.
Yeah, not a good position to be in if you're a passenger on the plane. And so the Israelis sent up two F-15s and two F-16s to shoot it out of the sky. Turns out the pilot just didn't respond to the calls from the... Can you imagine? Just the pilots chatting up a flight attendant or something. Oh, whatever. I don't know who that is. We'll speak to them later.
Sorry, mate. I put my mobile on silent.
Yeah.
I just didn't realise.
Really? Didn't realise we were about to get shot out of the sky. Do you know what? That'd test Israeli-US relations, wouldn't it? If that had happened. Imagine trying to explain that one. If it had been shot out of the sky, the phone call to the US. Okay, guys. Here's the thing.
I left my ID in my other pants.
Yeah. Dog ate my homework.
Well, how's this? Here's another airline story for you, Lee May, of the papers today. Virgin Blue are thinking about jamming more passengers into every flight by making them sit backwards as well as forwards. This is true.
I struggle to sit next to people, let alone face them as well.
Why don't we just put the plane upwards and stuff them in from the top? Seriously, Virgin Blue is like a clown car now. They're just jamming them in there like it's snakes alive. It is really, I mean, I think we have to go a step further, Lee.
Yeah.
All children should be stored in the overhead locker.
I agree.
I think the day has come.
Yep, soundproof the overhead lockers as well if we can.
Can I tell you a quick story? I had some friends who were in the Special Olympics a few years ago, and I was doing some stuff for the 2000 Olympics, and they told me a story. This guy had no arms, and he only had he had no legs. He had artificial legs. And so they would always get loaded on the plane first with the wheelchairs and everything, and their big trick when they were travelling overseas was they'd get on, and while the flight attendants weren't looking, they would grab him, and they'd put him in the overhead locker, and they would shut it. So then somebody would push the buzzer and say, excuse me, I need you to get my help. And they would open up the locker, and he'd just go,